Hello and welcome to another CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast. I'm Brian Stipe, Director of the Research Challenge, and I'm joined today by Susan Mock, partner of Mock Creative Services. Susan is a communication trainer, coach, and strategist who has worked with many CFA Institute Research Challenge teams on improving their presentations and is here to share some of that knowledge with us today. Susan, thanks for joining us. Let's talk about the presentations the students are making, specifically their use of visual aids or PowerPoint slides. What are some basic tips the students can follow in creating the slides?
I would suggest that they use PowerPoint only as a supplement. These are highly technical presentations. So PowerPoint is essential because there's so much technical information. But do not load up your PowerPoint with all kinds of dense words and read to the judges. The judges know how to read. I would keep the slides mostly technical, and when you do use words sparingly. Use the key words. Do not put together PowerPoint slides that are, six paragraphs of bullet points. It's too much. We can't read it. We don't have time. And besides, do you want us to listen to you or do you want us to read? Are you going to read to us? It makes the judges too passive.
Okay.
You want the judges to be really engaged, is what you're saying. Another thing is I would like to talk about visual aids, about the PowerPoint presentation. Come up with a color scheme and go with it. I do not like when it looks like five different people worked on the slides and somebody at 2 o'clock yesterday morning put all the slides together, and it looks like five people did the slides and it doesn't look like a cohesive, there's no family look in the PowerPoint slides. Decide what your font is going to be, decide what your what your color scheme is going to look like. I don't like when there's lots of different slides, lots of different font sizes, lots of different font styles, lots of different colors, lots of different approaches. It doesn't look cohesive. So another reason to keep on rehearsing, because you want to know exactly what your slides look like when they're up on a screen, because sometimes you will be horrified and you realize that your slides, that the font is not strong enough, or that the color, you thought the color was one thing and it's coming out another thing. So keep it simple.
And Susan, what type of approach should the students use when making the presentation slides?
Less is more. You don't want endless numbers of slides. You want to use those slides to supplement the presentation. The slides are a tool. They are not the presentation. You are the message. And this is what I tell students. They want to hear you. They want to hear what you have to say. And the slides are there to support you. The slides are not the message. The presenters are the message.
That finishes the CFA Institute Research Challenge podcast on presentation slides. My name is Brian Stipe, Director of the Research Challenge, and thank you for listening. Please come back to the Research Challenge website for more podcasts and check us out on iTunes to download more podcasts with Susan Mock and others about the Research Challenge.